This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. David Mueller is well known for playing in the band Birds of Avalon. That band has been signed to a big label. They toured internationally. But for his own project, David creates electronic sample-based music. He and his band are here to showcase that now. The band is called Heads on Sticks, and it is Brian Donahoe on percussion and electronics, William Evans on guitar and keyboard, Lincoln Hancock on the bass, Bernard Hanlon on guitar, and David Mueller on vocals, electronics, and saxophone. Welcome to all of you. Good to have you here.
Great to be here.
So, David, tell us about this and how this whole band came together and this concept for you, because you're a bass player with another band, and has this idea of messing with sample-based music been kicking around for a long time?
It has. It's been evolving for me for a long time. I've been playing music since I was a young teenager, you know, in a more kind of rock combo format. But in my early 20s, I got interested in recording and started out, you know, like a lot of people at that time, working with four tracks and, you know, eventually evolved into the digital realm and started learning more about MIDI composition and sample-based music. And it was just sort of a way to, way to answer the question, what if, you know, that was, I had more direct control over than I would over having to assemble four people in a room to do it. And so in sort of the off hours from my more traditional bands, I just kind of kept working on this the whole time.
Does composing this kind of music change the way you hear music and the way you play?
Definitely. It changes the way I hear music. This is something I have a really hard time with now, is like, it's almost like having x-ray vision sometimes. You start hearing all the parts more than the whole sometimes, especially my own music, but with other music too. I start thinking about the techniques involved in creating it, and in some ways it's a good insight, and in other ways it's sort of like having to look at everybody's guts all the time.
Well, on that note, would you play something for us?
Sure, yeah, we'd love to.
Heads on Sticks on the State of Things, and that's a song called Lament.
That's correct.
Wait, tell me about the, you know, we talked about the creating process and the creative process and how that changes for you when you work with this kind of music. How about working collaboratively? Do you do it as much? You've got, obviously, live musicians playing with you now.
Well, there are several steps in the process where the collaborative element really comes in. With a live band, it's that what we do on stage, it differs from what's going on in the studio, and we kind of adapt the songs so that if you're familiar with recordings when you come out to see the band, you get a different kind of show. I mean, in the same bent, but something new. And also, Will collaborated with me on our recent album that we just released. He co-produced it with me and helped me shape the sound that we were looking for.
Now, I was going to ask you about that because it's one thing to say, well, all right, what are we going to do when we get on stage? But in terms of the composition, you're working with other people too to compose, or would you rather be alone in your cell?
The compositional element at this point, at least, is pretty much all me. But in, you know, this type of music, the studio is definitely one of the major instruments you're using in the creation process. And that's, you know, Will was collaborating with me on that and really helping me to, like, get from point A to point B. I know where I am and I can see where I want it to get. But a lot of the times, especially if you're writing and composing everything yourself, that last step, you really need another set of ears and another perspective to effectively get there.
Yeah, you can get a lot of cool ideas along the way, and then you realize, oh dear,
yeah,
I'm never going to get to the end.
Exactly. It takes forever. It's a lengthy process.
Well, it's a great process, and it has fine results. Would you play another song for us now?
Certainly.
I can get
Heads on Sticks, and it is a project largely of David Mueller, who is here with us today to talk about that project. And I have to ask you about Birds of Avalon, the other band you play in, got signed with Volcom, right? That's a pretty big label.
Yes, much bigger than anything I'd ever been associated with.
What's that like?
We had a lot of opportunities that I had never had before, the opportunity to travel and to reach a lot of people. They were involved in a much larger, part of a much larger company that sells, it's sort of like a lifestyle company that sells like clothing, and they have a record label and everything. And so we were able to reach a lot of places that I would never even have thought of, you know, whether it was like extreme sports or, you know, so just some of the placement stuff that was going on.
So they were using your, placing your music in ads and that kind of thing.
Yeah. And just sort of, when I say a lifestyle company, it was a lifestyle that I personally didn't have a lot of experience with. Mm-hmm. And so it was interesting in that way, because, you know, obviously the music you're creating is very personal.
Are you writing music for the spots, or are they taking your music
and placing it?
Oh, that's, no. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's being, it's being reappropriated, you know.
Yeah. So it's possibly a lifestyle you don't even live. There's your music.
I don't think I've ever been on a snowboard unless you count a skateboard with two pieces of hose nailed to it.
Did you know that your music is perfectly suited for that?
I don't know that it is perfectly suited, but it worked.
It worked for them. Hey, I want to get back to your music now. The song you're going to do next, I want you to play us out on this one. It's Not Wrong. It features a sample that you created by hitting an ashtray. Is that right?
That's actually, it's not a sample. It's an actual striking of an ashtray that I'm going to strike here in the studio today. And it's an interesting ashtray.
All right. As so many of them are.
This is made from a 105-millimeter shell. It's got a date on it.
When you say shell, you're talking about a round of ordnance. This is an explosive shell.
It's an unexploded shell cap. It's got a 1944 stamp date on it. Apparently, my grandfather picked it up off the ground in Germany. In World War II, and brought it home and made an ashtray out of it. And one day I knocked it off the table and realized what a great resonant sound it had. So I decided to put it in a song.
You know, I'm glad your grandfather didn't decide that same thing in the field when he picked it up.
Yeah, me too. Because I wouldn't be here.
You wouldn't be here. The whole song would not have been created. And you did. So we're going to hear that now. I will thank you for being with us, and I'll let you play us out on that one.
Great. Thanks for having us.
Heads on Sticks is Brian Donahoe on percussion and electronics, William Evans on the guitar and keyboard, Lincoln Hancock on bass, Bernard Hanlon on guitar, and David Mueller, vocals and electronics, as well as saxophone. That's our program for today. Thank you for listening to The State of Things on North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow, and once again, and I hope that we survive this song, but it appears that you've actually dismantled this ordinance and turned it into just an ashtray.
That's right. I don't think we're in any danger.
Thank you. Heads on Sticks. Here we go.
Thank you.